Okay. Who did the quiz of the year 2019? Three people. Excellent. Do you know the idea of the Sunday breakfast is that you enjoy having breakfast, but also you sort of take part in these wonderful things that Kate gives you? I'm getting used to the fact that fair, sparse few do it. Shall I go through the answers? I'm not going to read out every question because it would take forever. So in the answer to question number one, the Australian woman who's ranked number one in tennis was Ashley Barty. Oh, yeah. Number two, the actor who played the Joker was Joaquin Phoenix. Everyone looks at me like blank. Have you heard of him? No. Number three, the women's USA team beat the Netherlands in the World Cup final. Number four, the 10 millionth of which car was produced in its 60th anniversary year? That was the Mini. Number five, which two players contested the Wimbledon final? That was Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer. And the winner was? You do tennis, I thought. Djokovic. Okay, number six, who was the guest editor of Vogue? Meghan Markle, yes, very good. Number seven, which former New York mayor is standing as candidate, Democratic candidate? It's Michael Bloomberg. Oh. But, you know, could have been, yeah. Number eight, the Greenland ice caps suffered a major loss. How much melted in one day in July? Was it 11 million tonnes, 1 billion tonnes, or 11 billion tonnes? Any guesses? 11 million? No, it was 11 billion. In one day in July. Okay, number nine. The oldest man to manage a Premiership club was Roy Hodgson. Got that? Okay. Number 10. The eventual winner, South Africa, won the World Cup. Who did they beat? Wales, they did. Oh, the travel company that went bust? Thomas Cook. Which rock was banned from climbing in Australia this year? Ayers Rock. Jair Bolsonaro became president of which country in January? Sorry? I did. Brazil, correct, yes. Which British actress won the Oscar this year? Beginning of the year it was, quite a long time ago, last year. Olivia Colman, well done. Developed so that it can last for up to a year, what type of fruit is a cosmic crisp? Apple, yeah. And who produced the vegan sausage roll this year? Greggs, it was, very popular. What is the name of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex? Child? Can we have the full name? No, it is Archie. Archie Mountbatten Windsor. Oh, well, I don't know. Which ground was the final of the World Cup played that England won in cricket? Lords. Which historic shipyard ceased trading in August? Harland and Wolff. Well done. Google announced one of its employees had calculated pie to how many places? A, 50.7 million, B, 100.2 billion, C, 31.4 trillion. 100 billion. C, 31.4 trillion. I mean, you're looking like that's amazing. I don't have a clue, but it's amazing. Okay. Two weeks of hard work. Okay, which is the happiest European country? Is it Germany, Scotland, or Finland? It is Finland. Yeah, yeah. March saw the strikes of children and teenagers for climate change. Who was this inspired by? Sharon, also known as? Yes, you're correct. Who did their biography Becoming, which sold over 10 million copies last year? Michelle Obama. And which religious leader visited the Maghreb region in North Africa? The Pope, yes. Event Horizon Telescope took the first ever picture of what this year? A black hole. So calculate. 25 was the 25 out of 25 top answers. Have you calculated them up? I mean, it only took 2 weeks for the person to do part, so you should have calculated your answers by now. I still can't. Who got 25? Oh, did you? Oh, well done, no. Who got, let's go to 22? 20, 18. 19, oh, well done, round of applause. Yeah. 17, 16, oh, well done, 15, 14, I can't remember, 13, 12, 11, 10, not bad, 11, well done, well done. Well, I quite like quizzes like that, not everyone does, but general knowledge quiz, it's a quiz about how much we know. How much we know of general knowledge. And, you know, people like to know a lot, don't we? We like it when we get good scores in things like that, because we think, oh, I know a little bit. Well, maybe I'm a little bit clever. I don't know. We do these quizzes. And we like it when people are clever, because in our society, we hold up people who know a lot as really clever and wise, people who we look up to. It seems to be that in our culture, the more you know, the more people look up to you. The more you know, maybe the more respect you get. The more you know, the wiser people think you are. People think you're clever. They think you're resourceful. They think you have wisdom. They believe you're the type of person to look up to maybe follow the decisions that are made. If you know a lot, then it seems that you have wisdom in our society. But you know, this isn't what the dictionary says the definition of wisdom is. And it's certainly not what the Bible says the definition of wisdom is. It's not about knowing a lot of things. There's a story about the Prince of Grenada, and he was put into prison 1 year because he had gone against the authorities. And he was put into prison in Madrid, a prison that it was well known that you actually didn't ever get out of. And while he was in prison, he was allowed one book to read. And the only book he was given was the Bible. And so day after day after day, on his own, in prison, solitary confinement, he read the Bible. And he read through it quite a number of times. And after 33 years of reading the Bible in solitary confinement, on his own, in prison, he died. And when they went into his prison cell, they found some little scrawlings on the wall of what he learnt when he'd read the Bible. And these was what he put. Psalm 118, verse 8, is the middle verse of the Bible. Ezra 7:21 contains all the letters of the alphabet except the letter J. The ninth verse of the eighth chapter of Esther is the longest verse in the Bible. No word or name of more than six syllables can be found in the Bible. He spent 33 years reading the Bible cover to cover, and he came up with information, with knowledge about the Bible. But he never gave his life to God, and it never transformed his life reading the Bible. You see, having a lot of knowledge about something doesn't always mean that we have a lot of wisdom. But to live a life that is wise, to navigate the problems of life, to navigate the struggles which we face, to get through the difficult situations which may well face us this year, and to do it with wisdom and courage, we need to have a lot more than knowledge. We need to have gained a lot more than facts and figures. We need to have a lot more about us than how much we know. King Solomon, who was said to have great wisdom, that was what he was known for in the Bible, King Solomon's wisdom. He wrote a book called the Book of Proverbs. I don't know how many people read Proverbs. It's not one of the books in the Bible that I read a lot. It just seems to be full of wise sayings, interestingly enough. But he described this book as a manual for living, for gaining wisdom and instruction. And in this book, He says not that knowledge or that information or that things like that are the things that make us wise, but he says this in chapter 9, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Not knowledge, not information, not how much we know about God, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Or if you like, bowing down to God and acknowledging that he is greater than us, knows more than us, and can guide us is the beginning of living a life that is wise and courageous. And I don't know about you, but as we try and navigate all the fake news and the twisted truths and the covers up and the lies that are around today, I want to be the type of person who can navigate these things with wisdom. I want to be the type of person who can live out what I believe rather than just accumulate knowledge about what I believe. I want to be the type of person who can bow down before God rather than know a lot about him. Which is why at the beginning of this year, we're committing to look at the life of Jesus. For the next term, we're going to be working our way through the book of Mark, looking at how Jesus lived, the things that Jesus said, and how that can help us to live following in his footsteps. And also in house group, we're going to be looking at the book of Proverbs, looking at those wise sayings and the things that we can do. So that we don't just become people who know what we believe, but we become people who live out what we believe. There's a quote by Dallas Willard that should appear on the screen that says this: we don't believe something by merely saying we believe it, or even when we believe that we believe it. We believe something when we act as if it were true. And to be people who are wise, to live lives of wisdom and courage, we not only need to accumulate knowledge, but we need to bow before God and live out what we believe, which is, I hope, what we will seek to do together this year. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord, we thank you so much that you are a wise and wonderful God. We thank you, Lord, that you know so much more than we do. We thank you that your ways are so far above our ways. And yet, Lord, we thank you that you desire to lift us up to where you are. You desire to bring us into your ways. You desire to impart to us the wisdom that we need to live lives that are courageous and bold for you. Help us, Lord, not to be people who simply know a lot of things or seek to know all about you, but instead to be people who bow before you, who live in wise and good ways, because we acknowledge that you are greater than us and that our lives are led by you. Lord, whatever we may face this year, whatever is to come, we know that you know about it already, and we know that you will walk with us. And so we bow before you now, Lord, and we ask that you would guide us and lead us by the power of your Holy Spirit. For we ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to sing together as we conclude our time, and before, of course, we all clear up together and enjoy that time too. But we're going to sing The Splendor of the King. We're going to sing about how great our God is, and we're going to bow before him. So let's stand to sing.